Today's share in the Dear Shnu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Omud Beis. We're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're completing Amir Tzashem today, Simen Reish Chav Dalad, which deals with various unusual brachos that a person makes upon seeing either individuals or places. So we're up to Sif Ches on the second line. The Mechaber says, Al Malcha Yisrael, if a person sees a Jewish king, Omer, Baruch HaTorah, Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaLam, he says again, Moshemu Malchus, Shecholak Mikivodo Lireyov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given, again we use the Lashon of Cholak, he has given over his Kavod to those that are in awe of him, those that fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as an Israeli Jewish king would. Dear Shifuta number 15 does bring down that if it's a Melech Yisrael Rasha, the Kafa Chaim says you don't say Lireyov, Eli you say Lebos of Adam, like is the Bracha for a Gayusha king. However, the Imri Amis, Migur, was not sure whether you should say Li Reyov, like for a Jewish king, or should you say Lebos of Adam, like by a Goyish king. The Chaber continues and he writes, the Almachi Umos Olam, Ovde Kochavim, when you go see a Goyish king, Omer, Baruch, Atar Shem Lekinu Machalom, again, Moshe Mumachus, Shenosan Michivodo, Lebos of Adam. HaKadosh Baruch was given from his honor, from his kavod, to human beings. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Yud Aleph writes, Umashma of Gemara, breathes down from the Gemara in Brachos, Afilu Suma, even a blind person, Kishiyodea Shemelech Obim Mavarach, if he is aware that the king is coming by, because it's so quiet, it's all of a sudden, there's an absolute stillness, because the king is coming, so then the blind person can make this brach as well. The Prima Godman says if it's a person who's been blind from birth and has never seen it all, so then maybe it would be better Yavarach Loshem Malchus. He should make this bracha, however, without saying Hashem's name and Malchus. The issue for number 15 says, according to the opinion that says a blind person can make the bracha, so the Prima Godman explains, Shekvodo Nikar Aflusuma, this awe of the king, this kavod of the king, is recognizable even to a blind person, because there's a certain ema that the king has on the brios, and they're all suddenly absolutely silent in his presence. Shari Tshuva brings down, Shafim HaMelech Nimtza B'Sfina V'Chadome, if the king is riding on his boat, or Mestama in a motorcade, or something like that, and you can't actually see the king, but you know that he's there, Yecholim Levarach, you are allowed to make this bracha, as long as you're absolutely sure he's there. And the Birchas Abayis adds, Shudavko kishiro mesakovot she'osim lefanav. This is only when you see all the pomp and circumstance, all the kavod that they're giving to the king, so then, as long as you know that he's there, even though you don't see him, you can make this bracha. Kaf HaChaim adds, she'esh omim shelo levarach kishelo ro mesamelech. There are those that say that you shouldn't make the bracha if you don't actually see the king, as opposed to the Suma who can, because other people are seeing the king. And he says, in this situation, he would suggest that you make the bracha without Shemu Malchus if you know the king is passing by, and you can tell from his pomp and circumstances that he's passing by, but you don't actually see him, you should say without Shemu Malchus. Therefore, he says as well, Imrom es hamodo shel hamelech, you see the White House, you see the place, the palace of the king, Buckingham Palace, so even though you see the kavod over there, so the Birchas Abayis says you shouldn't say the bracha, even if you know that the king or the president is inside at that point in time. Whenever you see the king, he brings down an addition, then you always make the bracha, even if it isn't in the setting of pomp and circumstances. And he says, even if it's a Melech Rasha, the Kaf HaChaim says that you can make the bracha. However, Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld Zatzal, when the German Kesar came to visit Yerushalayim, so he said you don't make the bracha because the Germans are from Zera Amalek, and it says Macho Simche, and this is also the opinion of the Stipler, you don't make the bracha for Germans. The issue for the number 16 brings down the name of the Rav Oznos Zatzal, the Shevet Alevi, Sha'af Amalkum Baruch, and you can make the bracha on the queen as well. Even though you're not supposed to look at women, and you therefore shouldn't be looking at the queen, nevertheless, based upon this idea that if you know that the king or the queen is passing by and there's pomp and circumstances, you can make the bracha even though you're not looking at the queen. Sivkot Yud Beis in the Mishneh Berurah, Hashultonim She'ein Ol Melech Aleim L'Shanos Devreim. If you have an officer, a high governor, or a sultan over here, who the king doesn't have the ability to go and change what they do around, V'don V'horig B'Mishpot, and this governor, this sultan over here, has the ability to kill people as well, so then, Mevarach Aleim, you also make this bracha, Shenosan Mikvodo L'Bos of Adam. And the king's appointees in every city told the Yosha Levarach below Shemu Malchus. Here, one should not make it the subordinate to the king. One should not make the bracha with Shemu Malchus, but one should make the bracha without Shemu Malchus. The issue footnote number 17 brings down, but the king himself, even if he doesn't have the ability to go and say, off with your head, so the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal Rav Oznos says that you still make the bracha. But on the head of the Supreme Court, or something equivalent to that, that he calls a Kadi, so the Kaf HaChaim brings down the name of the Radvaz, that you wouldn't make this bracha. Tishvah number 18 brings down when you see a Jewish king who is also a big Talmud Chacham. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you make two separate brachos, Shecholach Mechachmaso, that we talked about in yesterday's year when you see a great Talmud Chacham, and today you see Shecholach Mekvodo, which is the bracha that you make on a Jewish king. You shouldn't make one bracha together. And that's also the opinion of the Shelus HaTshuva, Tshuva Me'ava. However, the Imri Emes, Migur, is Mistapik, should you combine the brachos and make one big bracha. Siv Tes. The Mechaber tells us, Mitzvah Lishtadel Liros Melochem. There is a mitzvah to go and try to see kings, Afilu Machiyu Masolim, even Gaisha kings. The reason being that if you are Zochet to see what a Gaisha king covet is, Alachas Kama Vakama, you'll understand and appreciate the proper covet and respect that a Jewish king has, and Alachas Kama Vakama, how much we have to give respect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mishdabur and Sivkot and Yudgimel further explains, Umutu Latame Betumashil Devrayim Mibnei Kvodan. A person would even be allowed to become Tomei from a Tumah D'Rabbanan in order to see the kavod of a Goyisha king. And this is true Bein L'malcha Yisrael, certainly for a Jewish king, and even Bein L'malcha Yumos Olam, even for a Goyisha king. V'chei Mibnei Kvodah Brias. And likewise, when it's a situation where a person has to do something else, kavod abrias for another yid, kigon lelech lenachem avelim, to go do nicham avelim, he would be allowed to become tomei at tumah d'rabbanan in this regard. In roa pamachas hamelech, furthermore, the Mishmur says, if you see the king one time, lo yivato yosem ilimudo liroso, then you fulfill this idea of seeing what the king looks like, so you'll know what a Jewish king and the melech HaMashiach will look like. In lo, you have an inkling of what that covered will be. Unless, in lo shebo b'chayel yosef b'chovid godlo yosef, unless this goyisha king that you once saw is now coming with even a greater entourage, a greater pomp and circumstances, so then you should even be mevatel Talmud Torah to go see this phenomenon as well. Dishifu number 19 explains the reason why you're allowed to become Tumah D'Rabbanan, because the rabbis, so to say, never set up the Tumah D'Rabbanan in a situation like this. However, the first opinion that he brings down over here says certainly to be over in Issa D'Rabbanan, that you would not be allowed to do. It's only a special inyan by Tumah that the rabbis would never go to the Tumah in this situation. Chayodim adds, however, the same thing applies even by Malcha Yisrael, you wouldn't be allowed to go and be over in Issa D'Rabbanan. However, the footnote brings down from the Magen Avraham a diuk that b'kshum kovod malcha Yisrael mutul av ala mitzvah d'rabanan, you would be allowed to for a Jewish king. However, the opinion of the Ksav Sofer is shemutul av ala issa d'rabanan afilu mishum kovod malcha umus ha'olam. He says you're even allowed to be over in issa d'rabanan, not only tumah, for two reasons. When you want to see a goyish king, number one, mishum kvodim, because it's a kavod for them, and the gam mishum sheim yizake yavchin, and also for the reason that we brought down, that if you'll be able to see by a goyish king, you'll fully understand what it'll be like by Melech Mashiach. Or mishum kach kosav shom. Therefore, the Kesav Sofer writes, shein lahatir lehotzi sefer Torah b'Shabbos lekavod malchiyu mosa olam lirachov sheinu meuriv. You can't take out a sefer Torah on Shabbos that we over nisa daraisa, but you would be allowed to take it out for a nisa darabanan. The only time you would be allowed to do that would be a horah ashah, a one-time thing that it would cause tremendous eva, tremendous hatred of the Jewish people if they know that they normally bring out the Sefer Torah to honor the king, and they didn't do it now. The issue for number 20 brings down from the Shevet Alevi, Rav Azaz Zatzal, that Af kishino roes hamelech atzmo el roes kavod hamelech. If you're not even going to see the king, when you normally say we could make the bracha as long as you see the pomp and circumstances, you know the king is there. Even in this situation, there would be a mitzvah to go see such an event in order to be able to be mavchim be'malchi yisrael l'malchi yakim, to see the difference between the kavod given to a goyish king and the kavod that a real Jewish king would get. Finally, Dishu footnote 21, he brings down in the Shelo Teshuvas Maral Diskin that is a mitzvah asay mamish to run in front of the king, and even by a Goyisha king, because in this way, Yiske Yavchin Beimalchi Yisrael Malchi Akum, that you'll again be able to see the difference between a Goyisha king and a Jewish king. He also points out, however, that if in front over here of the Goyisha king there are a tzelem or other signs of Avodah Zarah, then the Das Torah says, Osur Leleches Lerosa, then you shouldn't go and see such a thing. Finally, the issue for number 22 brings down, if you've seen this in 30 days, so the Kaf HaChaim says, Shelo yivarech afilu shecha'es ba b'kovod godol yoser. Even though now the king is coming with more pomp and circumstances than before, you shouldn't make the brach again if you've seen the king within 30 days. Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Haroa ba to Yisrael b'yishuvan. If you see Jewish neighborhoods restored, Kigon, b'yishuv b'yisheni, in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, when we went back to Eretz Yisrael, and Jewish neighborhoods were restored, so you make a bracha omer, baruch ato Hashem, ulkinu melech olam, matziv gemul amona. You have restored the borders of the amona. We refer to Kal Yisrael as an amona over here, when we were bereft of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Golus, and now we come back, so we make this bracha with Shemu Malchus. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yudalad, Pirush, bate ashira Yisrael, shemi yushavim b'sokef u'gvura, that the neighbors have been restored, the houses of the rich people in Eretz Eretz Yisrael have been returned back to their former glory. Kegon b'yishuv Bayisheni, like it was in the times of Bayisheni, and this is brought down in the name of Rashi. The Efshar, the Mishnah says, maybe Dafka b'Eretz Yisrael b'zman Bayisheni Kamar. Maybe Rashi's saying over here, this is a special unique din only in the time of Bayisheni. Abu Bisman is there. Nowadays, if somebody goes to Yerushalayim and sees beautiful houses over there, Afilu b'Eretz Yisrael, lo. And he brings down the name of Beis Yosef, that nowadays this bracha no longer applies. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down the Yesh Mefarshim Kavonis Rashi. He brings down in the name of the Bach in the Shem of the Marshal, brought down in Os Yud Aleph in the Shaar Tzion. Da'afilu emheim miyushovim ata k'mo b'vayi sheni gam kim mevarchem. That if you go there, nowadays Baruch Hashem, Yerushalayim is rebuilt to a certain extent in the way it was in the times of the glory of the Beis HaMikdash. So there is a beautiful yishuv in the Jewish quarter, for example. So maybe you should make this bracha according to the Bach and the name of the Marshal, even nowadays. For Rif Perish, the Rif explains, Bati Yisrael B'yishuvim, what does it mean, the Jewish community is back together there? Hainu Bati Knesios Shemispalim Besochon. It's the shuls that are rebuilt. V'chein Nagu Olam She'im Mevarchem Al Shaar Batim. And the Velt has the custom that they don't make this bracha on just houses. Kim Al Beis HaKnesses Kishiro So B'yofio B'sikuna. Only when you see the shul restored to its beauty and the way it was. And he adds, of course, Abel Yerabba, the Ein Chiluk bin Eretz Yisrael Chutz Loretz, Vafilu Bzman Azeh, and therefore there's no difference between Eretz Yisrael Chutz Loretz, even nowadays, or B'Prima Godim Itzadid, the Prima Godim holds, the Bzman Azeh Tov L'Varach, Baruch Matzav Gul Amona, below Shemu Malchus. But to get around this Machlokes, should you or should you not make it with Shemu Malchus, so you be Yotzi the opinion that says you're supposed to make this with Shemu Malchus by just saying Baruch Matzav Gul Amona without Shemu Malchus, and according to the other opinion, they're not Mechuyev to say it, there's certainly nothing wrong with saying over here the Bracha without Shemu Malchus. And this is what the Chofetz Chaim brings down in Os Yud Aleph. He says in the name of the Prima Godim, Mipnei Diyesh Lochush L'Divri HaBeis Yosef. You have to be concerned that Beis Yosef says that Rashi holds this is only during the times of Beis HaMikdash. It would be better to say this without Shemu Malchus. Because their Choshesh, as he says in Sif Yud Beis, in the Shaar Tzion, Mipnei Shechoshach Shudas Rashi. You do have to be concerned about the opinion of Rashi that you don't make this bracha nowadays, so therefore best to make it without Shemu Malchus. The Chaber continues and he writes, Aroa Bechor Banebuch, you see the destroyed Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael, Omer, you make the bracha with Shemu Malchus, bracha to Shem HaKem Lachlam Dayan HaMS. We should be zocha not to have to make this bracha soon, b'mehera b'yameinu, when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber says, Aroa avotei ovdei kochavim b'yishuv, when you see houses of Goyim in their full glory, Omer, Beis Geim Yisach Hashem, these arrogant houses should be ultimately taken care of by Hashem. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Tetzvav explains, according to Rashi, this means the Bate Kusim. This is not talking about Stam people. This is talking about specific Goyim, the Kusim. Shiyoshim B'shalvul Yashkeif Osha, that they're living on the high. They're sitting there in pretty, in peace and in comfort and in wealth. And these are the people that lived in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, who were worshipping the Demus Yonah on Har Grizim, as it says here in the footnote at the bottom. This is talking about their shuls, their temples. So that's what you make this bracha on, not stam goy. When you see those places destroyed, Omer, God takes vengeance upon these people who have gone against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber writes, Aroa Zikivrei Yisrael, if you see a cemetery of Jewish people, Omer, you say the bracha, and this is Noheg today, people do say this all the time, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Yotzer Eschem Badin, v'chule, the entire Nusach that you find in Siddurim that you say, that's very familiar to people from the paragraph of Ato Gibor in the Shemoneh Esrei. V'yakivrei Ovdei Kochavim, Omer, Bosho Imchem v'chule, but when you visit a Goyish cemetery, if you see a Goyish cemetery, then you say the pasuk from Yiri that we described yesterday, Bosha Imchem V'chule. Sivkot and Tezayin in Mishnah Berurah, he explains, V'mha Yashom Rak Kever Echad, if you're only visiting a single Jewish grave, then Yesh Omrim She'en Lo Ma Bracha Zu, then you don't say this bracha. Why? Ki Niskina B'Lashon Rabin, because it's only made for a plural on seeing many. It says, Asher Yotzar Eschem Badin. The issue for number 23 brings down from Moshe Feinzins that sound the Igris Moshe. She'ein dai kishiroa me rochok esamatseva. When you see the headstone from a distance, that's not when you make this bracha. Elatzorich liros es hakarka shemechas es hakever. You actually have to see the dirt in front of the grave, covering up the grave. That's when you make this bracha, when you come to a cemetery. And likewise, if it's a headstone that is on the ground, it's nemucha, it's not raised up, then you have to actually see that in the makum of the kvura. That's when you go make this bracha, according to Rav Moshe. Yishuv number 24 brings down bekevish shekovim bo kama anoshim rachmon leslan. You sometimes see a mass grave, lo aleinu, like in the Holocaust. So he brings down that you make the bracha, even though it's only one grave, but it's many people. Aye, people are going to think that it's only one grave, so Nebuch, everybody knows that many people are buried over there. The Yeshiva number 25 brings down from the Snechemet that this bracha that you make, Asher Yotzar Eschem Badin, is not a type of Tzidduk Hadin, it's a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore one would even be allowed to make this bracha on Shabbos. This is also the opinion of the Chazon Ish, because this is a bracha on Riyah and not a bracha of Tzidduk Hadin. Finally, we conclude with Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber tells us, Kol Bir Chasariya, all of these brachas that we've been dealing with, Im Chaza V'ruah Oso Dover, but So Shol Shum Yom, Ein Chozim Varech, all of these brachas over here, if you come upon them, again, within the 30-day period of time, it hasn't passed the 30-day period of time, which we said is totally 30 intervening days, not including the day that you saw it the first time, and not including the day that you're seeing it now, so then you do not make the bracha again. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Zayin explains, V'davka kishiro oso melech. This is talking about that you see the same king, so you don't make the bracha within a 30-day period again. However, avol imro melech acher, tzorech levarach. However, if you go and see a new king, then you would make this bracha. He brings down the name of the Bogi Avraham, the name of the Radvaz. And he says, likewise, v'hu adin le'inyon hahi, the Sif Yud Beis. This same halach applies to what we said in the Sif preceding, the Sif Yud Beis, B'roh Kevarachir, when you see a new cemetery, the whole Kayotzi B'zeh. So he says, if it's a different cemetery, you would in fact make the bracha Asher Yosar Eschem Adin on the new cemetery. It's not that you were in a cemetery within 30 days. Omnam, however, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the El Yerabba in Sof Simon Reish Chafei, he writes over there, Kosav, the Hamogin Avram Ba'atzmo B'sif Kot Nyotes, that he himself doesn't hold like this opinion that he brought down over here in the name of the Radvaz. And therefore, he says, I am the Piskei Tshuva, Mashakosav B'Shem Sefer Amude Or Bazeh. And Dishavut number 26 explains what this actually is. He says, if a person sees a cemetery, Beis HaKvaros, a different one, Shelo Yevarech Olav Misofik, that we do not make the bracha because of a Sofik, should you or should you not make it. And therefore, when somebody else is making the bracha who hasn't been at any cemetery in 30 days, he should have in mind to be motze anybody that has been at a cemetery within 30 days, albeit a different cemetery, and this way yeyotzi monoshach. Otherwise, the person should say this bracha without shemu malchus. Now, there are other opinions. The Aruch HaShulchan says, for example, that if they added on new graves to the cemetery, even in the same cemetery, you have the right to make the bracha. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Shafilu Mitosu Kivarim Boso Besa Kvaros. If they added on new cemeteries, new graves in the same cemetery, then we don't make the bracha a second time. And he says, certainly, if you're not standing on those new cemeteries, you shouldn't make the bracha when you enter this cemetery for another time within 30 days. You do not make the bracha. Again, Lamaisa, it would be best to be yotzi with somebody else who's at the cemetery who does have the chiv to make the bracha. If there is no other such person there, it would be best to say this bracha without shemu malchus. This concludes today's shir and Simon Reish Chaf Dalet.